The Albion City Council met in regular session Monday night. Under Visitors on Business, a representative from Solar on Earth made a presentation telling the council that the city might be able to save up to 15% on the city's electric bill by signing up for a statewide solar incentive program. The city council agreed to the offer, which now will be reviewed along with a contract by the city attorney and city officials. Christy McLaurin with Kemper CPA Group presented the annual audit, which showed a clean opinion for the city books. The audit showed the city has $2 million in cash on hand in the general fund. However, last year's budget went over by $78,000. Water and sewer funds held their own over the past year, even though the water rates will be increased in the next few months. Boo on the Bricks will be held this year, sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce on October 25th. The costume judging will begin at 4 p.m., followed by the trunk or treat event. The Christmas parade, sponsored by the Chamber, will be held on December 13th at 5:30 p.m. Albion Fire Chief Scott Messerol requested the city purchase a valve for a city fire truck. The valve is to be used to draw water from a tank or portable tank, which, while still pumping water in that truck. The cost of the valve, $2,000. The council approved that purchase. Some discussion about Phil White's request to de-annex a portion of his property near the city limits to allow livestock. The paperwork will be drawn up by the city attorney. Some good news. The WTE and City of Albion and Grayville have qualified for $12.72 million worth of grants for the new water treatment plant to be constructed near Grayville. This will leave a possible balance of $4.2 million to be loaned from the EPA. The new plant could be online by July of 2027. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.